Let us begin our time in prayer and silence as we bring our hearts before God. Let us pray. Our gracious and loving God, we are reminded of all of your gifts, graces, and blessings in our lives. We're reminded that as summer begins to shorten, the days begin to shorten, we are reminded of change and that in our lives there are seasons. We're reminded in the book of Ecclesiastes, as Solomon writes, there's a season for all things, a time and a place. But the one common thing that unites us all is change. Father, change is all around us. May we choose to go through that change with you. In our hearts, in our lives, in our thoughts, in our prayers, leading and guiding us in every way that we should go, letting us humble ourselves before you, to walk in humility and grace, to know your love and your mercy, your peace, your presence, your provisions. To know, Father, that you are with us through it all, that you weep with us, you laugh with us, you rejoice with us. Though we go astray, you are faithfully with us. Though it may seem that you're far away, Father, we are the ones who walk down that road. So, Father, today we bring our hearts before you, seeking forgiveness for our sins, direction for our lives, hope in our journey, and that we would see you in the lives of others around us, that we would be aware of the snares set for us by the adversary. Father, that we would realize and know that there's two choices, but that we would go into those choices with you, that you would empower those choices, give us clarity in those choices. And Father, as we come and seek that forgiveness, we would seek the strength to forgive others, to let things go, that we may travel a little lighter in this life. And Father, that doesn't mean that we as Christians become doormats of the world, but that we love people, not the sins, that we extend a hand of mercy and grace. And that brings us to pray for our church and its community, our role in it, our call as part of it. Sharpen that call. Embolden our steps. May our hearts be committed to you afresh and anew every day. And Father, as we pray for our church, we pray for other churches in our community who believe in Jesus as Lord and Savior, who believe in his grace and mercy available to all who would repent and receive. And Father, we pray for the churches around the world who are the hands and feet of Christ in the world. Sometimes, Father, we wonder what it is, why it is, and how could it be. We wonder what you're going to do about it. But, Father, remind us today that you've called us to be your hands and feet, that we are the ones to be about it and to do it and to make a difference. You have empowered us to serve, to love, and to offer means of grace. So, Father, as we pray for the churches around the world, their missions and ministry, we pray for our community, our nation, the leaders of our country. Father, we pray that there would be peace, cessation of violence around the world. And that, Father, we would learn war no more. But, Father, we do pray for those who serve our nation from hospitals, ambulances, police officers, military, those who volunteer their time. We thank you. And now we pray for the many needs we've lifted up, those in hospitals, nursing homes, those, Father, who face tests and procedures, recovery, rehabilitation, and restoration. Father, we lift them up today. And now we ask that you hear us as we join voices and hearts to pray as you taught us, saying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever. Amen.
Of the Lord is in